By September of 1799, France was once again at war with a coalition of European monarchies, and the government in Paris was showing signs of imminent collapse. Capitalizing on the weakness of the Directory and the excitement generated by his sudden return from the conquest of Egypt, General Bonaparte quickly engineered a coup d'etat, and by the spring of 1800 had assumed the title First Consul of France. On the military front, his most pressing concern was once again northern Italy, where a large Austrian army under General Melas had reconquered much of the territory won by France in the Italian campaign. In response, Bonaparte assembled a large force in the vicinity of Dijon and prepared to recover the lost ground. Rather than follow the route of his previous campaign along the coast, however, Bonaparte proposed to enter Italy through the Alpine passes, much as Hannibal had done in the Second Punic War. Beginning on the 15th of May, a main French column negotiated the Great St. Bernard Pass and descended upon Fort Bard, where the Austrians held a commanding position over a narrow gorge. Slipping past the critical bottleneck at night, a French corps under General Lana established a foothold in the valley of the Po, while additional French forces began making their way through the less precarious Simplon and Saint-Gothard passes to the east. The enemy, meanwhile, fell back in general confusion and surprise. General Melas continued to hold his ground in the vicinity of Alessandria, however, and the Austrians were greatly heartened by the capitulation of French forces at Genoa on June 2nd. Fearful that the Austrians might now fall back upon their newly won prize at Genoa, Bonaparte was compelled to advance his timetable for a major engagement with Melas. And on the 10th of June, the French began pressing south of the Po, besieging Piacenza and closing in on Alessandria. By the 13th, Bonaparte had concentrated his forces on a broad plain east of the city. Yet fears that the Austrians would escape to the south continued to haunt him. Indeed, these fears were to play a major role in the coming battle.